Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. This is Michelle Cromer.
And this is Perla Maldonado.
And y'all have tuned in to Where Am I Going? Where Perla and I ask ourselves big questions and we search for meaningful answers. And that's exactly what we're doing tonight because we're in the middle of Mercury retrograde. And although we promised a radio show on essential oils, we had so much traffic and emails and calls and texts that we decided to do another show. Right, Perlita?
Yes, follow up on all the chaos going on.
All the chaos. And we're going to start with you because you're not in the studio tonight. You're sick at home with bronchitis.
Yes.
And that's a typical Mercury retrograde story because you always get bronchitis. So it has returned.
I always do. And I came down with it on Thursday, the day that Mercury went retrograde.
Yeah, so there you go. That is a typical example of a Mercury retrograde story. And I just wanted to, first of all, thank you guys for listening in and downloading and tuning in live to us. We're so grateful. And we will do the Essential Oils radio show next week. But we're just going to go kind of a quick review, and then I'm going to share some stories that I got through emails, michelle@michellecromer.com. And you could also call us at 760-542-4307, 760-542-4307. If you have any questions about Mercury retrograde or you want to share a Mercury retrograde story, but I want to start out with the day that Mercury went retrograde, which is September the 17th, was Thursday. It doesn't go direct till the 9th. And, of course, listeners, it doesn't mean that the planet is actually going backwards, but the ancient coined this phrase when they looked up in the heavens and they saw planets actually appear to go backwards. We know that this happens three times a year. This is the last time it's going to happen this year, thank goodness. And it retrogrades in a certain sign, and it's in Libra. So if it wasn't enough that Mercury is a planet of communication, now it's in Libra, which is a relationship and communication.
So, you know, if your relationship is going down the tubes right now, this is why.
Exactly. So one thing that happened on Thursday, just as a perfect example, is the American Airlines had a computer glitch in Chicago and major hubs. Their computers just absolutely went down, and flights are canceled. People are stranded. Typical, because when Mercury goes retrograde, it deals with computer issues, communication, and travel. So that was like the trifecta.
And we warned people last week to back up your computers, back up your phones.
And what happened to me? I thought I had everything in the cloud. My computer looked like it was having a stroke. It just died on the way back from my essential oils certification. And I went to the Apple store on Monday, and poof, everything's gone. Just gone. And I thought I had backed everything up. So that is a typical Mercury. And then I had a listener from Utah, Ogden, Utah, who actually works down in Salt Lake City. And she sent an email because she said the weirdest thing had happened to her and wanted to know if it was a Mercury story. She works for a big corporation there in Salt Lake City. She started a job, I want to say, a couple of months ago, but I'm not too sure. And she arrived at work on Monday of that week. Like, as we said, going into Mercury retrograde is always the worst time. And there was the human resource director, and she thought nothing of it. And come to find out, she was being fired because of a meeting that she had with her team, and something got miscommunicated or something, and the entire team just revolted and said they were all going to quit unless something was done. And because I emailed her and I said, well, you know, certainly, I mean, I've had employees, I've had to go, you know, I know the laws in the state of Texas, but she said because she was within her 90 days that she had no recourse. But there is an example. God knows the woman sounded completely competent and incredibly nice, but, you know, who knows? Who knows? And then I had another listener
Mercury retrograde is also clearing out stuff that shouldn't be there.
Well, then that's the next story, because I had another listener that sent me a story. She's a small company in Austin, and she has three employees, and one of her employees just came in and quit, and she was actually relieved. So there you go. That's exactly what you're talking about. exactly what you're talking about. And my husband has his he came home from work on Thursday, and he said, "I need a beer," which he doesn't even drink during the week. And I said, "Okay, give me the Mercury Retro story." All the computers went down in his office. All of his iPads that he uses for his patients, they had some infighting among his people with another doctor's people. I mean, it was just the classic story. And then finally, I had a really good friend who's in a wonderful relationship. I mean, he's just in a terrific relationship. He has been married, I think, like 10, 15 years. I mean, a long time. And he was like, "Michelle, I just don't think I'm going to survive it. I mean, here's what happened." And he told me the story, and I said, "Okay, take a deep breath. Hang on. It's Mercury retrograde. Let's role play on what you're going to say." And so he was able to talk his wife off the ledge for whatever reason. Again, it was a miscommunication with a friend of theirs that he had offended. He didn't even know he had offended him, and he's the nicest person. I'm sure he didn't mean it. So it was just really, really bizarro stuff. And how is your Mercury?
Aside from being sick, I have been just totally thrilled that I'm locked inside my house because I got bronchitis. The doctor told me to stay away from people for a couple of days, and I haven't had to deal with people. But even, you know, you and I are Libras, and we feel Mercury retrograde earlier. So I started feeling it about a week ago, people having, you know, issues, angry, touchy, emotions flaring.
Right.
So, and I knew what it was. So.
Yeah, so you're hobbled down into the worst parts of it. So, listeners, let's talk about a few things that you can expect to happen, or we're going to predict that's going to happen. And I think that we are in for a bumpier ride with the stock market, because I'm predicting a great deal of financial turmoil. This is the last time Mercury was in an air sign was back in 2008. And y'all might recall how horrible we went into a recession in 2008. So the global economy is certainly unstable at this point, thanks to China. So let's kind of see what's going to happen. And as Perla just mentioned, people tend to be verbally aggressive when they typically wouldn't be. This is kind of that time. And expect breakups, delays, anything with the moving part, and miscommunications of all kinds. Right, Perla?
Yes, you know, I'm having trouble with some passwords on some of my accounts, my computer accounts, too. You know,
yeah, me too.
I don't know.
Right.
I changed them before Mercury went retrograde, and now I can't get in, and they're giving me, like, questions to follow up on and questions that I provided. You know, that if I answer this question correctly, it's my account. And for some reason, that they're not working.
Oh, well, I had a similar situation in that Facebook sent me a text and said someone's tried to hack into my Facebook account from La Playa, Mexico. Am I in La Playa, Mexico? And I said, unfortunately, no, I'm not. That would not be me. So I immediately changed my password on Facebook and then immediately forgot it. So, you know, so write those things down,
yeah.
I tell you. But I want to thank Oh, go ahead, Perla.
You know what, Michelle? A lot of people say, well, why do you tell me this bad news? I don't need to know it. You do need to know it because you need to know that it's only temporary and that you should be patient
and that
it's not the end of the world.
Exactly. And I want to thank Christopher Barber, who is a longtime guest on the show. In fact, I was thinking, Perla, we should have him back. We get really high numbers when he's on our show. Let's have Christopher
he's so
come back.
Fascinating.
Yes, he's fascinating.
Yeah.
But he sent us a Mercury retrograde and Libra checklist that I want to go to, and thank you, Christopher, to do's and don'ts. So let's talk about the do's. So the thing that you're going to do is you're going to slow down, you're going to reflect, communicate with extra care, double-check writing, emails, and texts, celebrate your existing relationships, make extra time for travel, finish and fine-tune existing projects, and organize and back up digital data. So that's the things that you're going to do. So you're going to review, reflect, reevaluate. I'm going back to review a book proposal. I got a great idea for another book that I'm now going to start working on. So this is a great time that your brain is actually slowing down and able to think. So go back to a project and revisit.
That's a great idea.
And slow down. Take a breath or two. You just told me before we started, I have a MRI on Thursday, a closed MRI, and I am incredibly claustrophobic. And Perla said this is a great time to meditate. So I'm going to just try to relax. Now, this is an example, listeners. Sometimes you cannot, you know, you cannot help it. You have to go to the doctor. I mean, this is an urgent matter that I'm facing. So I have to go. But what am I going to do? I'm going to expect delays. I'm going to expect miscommunications from my doctor. And I'm going to have the radiologist check, double check, recheck. And I may get two radiologists to look at the results before we go forward with anything else. So that's something that I'm going to do. And I'm backing up my new phone and computer. Right?
So
let's talk about some things that
were.
Yeah. Let's talk about some things, Perla, that you shouldn't do between September 17th, last Thursday, and October the 9th. So do not, if you can possibly help it, sign a contract of any kind. And that means marriage license, car contract, client starting a new job, right?
Right.
And what else, Pearl? What are some of the things not to do?
Don't buy a house or big ticket items, you know, like especially the mechanical or car. I once bought a car during Mercury Retro, and it was fine, but it kept getting hit by other cars. Luckily, I wasn't in it, but, you know, I would be parked in the street, and it got hit.
I bought one car. Yeah.
Go ahead.
I bought one car when Mercury was retrograde. It was the worst car I ever had in my life. It would, like, the horn would honk at people when I'm driving down the interstate, and sometimes it wouldn't go forward, just backwards. The rearview mirror just, like, fell off one day. I was driving down I-10. I mean, just horrible, horrible.
Yeah.
So, like Perla said, anything with the moving part, no watches, no phones, and that sort of thing. And if you can possibly help it, it's just a couple of weeks, if you can possibly help it, do not start a new job during Mercury Retro. Start the job after October the 9th. Accept it, but don't sign anything till after the 9th. Because if you do this, something will be hidden from you that is going to bother you in the long term. Right, Perla?
Right. I had a friend one time that thought she had accepted the best job during Mercury Retro. And I didn't, I you know, she had already accepted it. She did it. I didn't tell her that Mercury was retrograde, but I knew it wouldn't work out for her. Sure enough, 3 months later, she was crying on my shoulder because it wasn't what she expected, and they weren't giving her all the information she needed.
That's unfortunate, and that's also the same thing that happens with people when they get married, when Mercury's retrograde.
Yeah.
There's always – now, I'm not saying that the relationship's going to end in a divorce, and if you close on a house, it's going to, you know, burn to the ground or anything horrific like that. But there's just always something that's just not right. Or, you know, I don't know. Yeah. I've just never found that not to be true.
So
here's
Michelle,
the
I have a question.
Okay, go ahead.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
So we have an eclipse this coming weekend.
Oh, yeah.
During Mercury retrograde. What does that mean?
So an eclipse is a wonderful time to think about and manifest something that you want. Now, if Mercury is retrograde in Libra, I believe if you are out there and you're listening to me and you want a soul, I hate that word soulmate, if you want a significant other to come into your life, or you want a better relationship with an existing partner, or you want a better relationship at work or with your children, this is a wonderful time to manifest that, because since Mercury is in retrograde in Libra. So that's what I would think. What are your thoughts, Perla?
Relationship. I agree with you.
Yeah.
So I'm getting prepared. I'm getting prepared for that, writing out my list.
Good.
Making
and do you know the day that it actually is the eclipse?
It's Saturday. Saturday night.
Oh, just Saturday the
26th. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, okay, great. So then that's a terrific thing to think about and to try to do. So make out a list, manifestations of what you might want to happen, and especially if it's anything to do with relationships. So according to Christopher Barber's list, let me tell you some of the things not to do. We, you know, or to expect things to not be quick and efficient. Don't speak rashly. Don't rush through emails. Don't commit to a new relationship. Accidents are more likely, so be careful. Don't begin a new project, and don't make, as we have said, any major purchases, because there are going to be purchases that you might regret. So those are the kind of some do's and don'ts of our Mercury retrograde period. I'm actually blown away at, you know, I think it's because Mercury's in Libra that everyone's having so many communication issues, don't you think?
Well, yeah, it's a lot more than I've heard before. I mean,
yeah,
I'm amazed.
Me too. Yeah,
and then here
too.
Locally, Michelle, I don't know if you've noticed on our freeways how many car accidents have been here locally.
I know. It's so true. And I, you know, and I just, I really feel that that's just not locally, but I saw several, I had to drive to Tucson yesterday and back dropping off our German shepherd to be trained. And it was just crazy. I mean, it was, and the weather was just crazy, absolutely crazy. So, you know, expect delays and just be careful. That's all I can say. Just be careful. Be aware of it. And this is, you know, as Christopher Barber's listed, it's a great time to slow down. What you're doing, Perla, is a perfect example of what we should do. Review, reflect.
I was forced to do it.
Yeah, well, see, that's your higher self really making you aware of what's going to be the best thing for you. But I'm trying myself to sort of schedule, you know, some time where I don't have to just be crazy this week, although it's not, you know, it's not really working out so far. But, we'll see as the week goes by. So we just have this coming up week and the next week, and then I have to travel to Hawaii for a business meeting. It's during Mercury retro. I know.
Oh,
and then when I come back, it will not be in Mercury. But I built in time to expect delays with connections and so forth, because I just know that something's going to happen. So that's really, that's the review I have. Anything you want to add, Perla?
Oh, no, I just think that the stories that I've heard, I haven't heard so many stories about things going wrong. Just right now, I'm not sure what else. Maybe it was because Venus was retro, Mercury's retro, and then we've got, you know, a solar eclipse that just happened and a lunar eclipse coming. But things are just kind of crazy, and I think people should slow down and just think about things.
And the lunar eclipse, the lunar as opposed to solar, is, you know, something could be hidden. It's a crazy time in the heavens, isn't it? Something definitely could be hidden in a lunar eclipse, because the lunar eclipse obviously is the moon. So,
And
that's this weekend, right? Exactly.
So we should have a great show next week.
Exactly. Well, I am thrilled to be talking about essential oils. I learned so much, and I think it's just wonderful. Just, you know, the whole thing, and I was so delighted that my Stanford-trained medical doctor husband is so into it. So, yeah, and I'm just looking up this rare eclipse, because we had a supermoon. Remember, we talked about that last week. So the full moon, it was a supermoon, so now it's going to eclipse. That's just crazy. I didn't really realize that. It's a very rare time in our heavens. So I think that's something to consider too.
Yeah, that's why everything's so nuts.
That's right. Well, that's all I have, Perla. I think we've gone over everything. I want to just really thank everyone that sent us emails and shared with your stories, and certainly you can continue to reach out to me at michelle@michellecromer.com. Some of you even sent a Twitter at @emichellecromer, and I appreciate that. And some of us are even following us on our Facebook page, Perla, Where Am I Going, which is the radio show's Facebook page. So, you know, I sent some personal messages. So thank you, everyone, for doing that. Perla, I hope you get to feeling better.
Well, you know, the good part, you know, Mercury retrograde is not all that bad. You know, we shouldn't be afraid of it. It's here to get rid of things in our lives that shouldn't be there. I think in my case, I got sick because I was going 100 miles a minute, and I needed to slow down. And I think it's helped me catch up on some meditation, some some things I had to do, stay away from people and not kill anybody.
That's right. And so, you just brought something up that I'm doing. I'm decluttering this Mercury retrograde period. I am going through, I read that book that from the Japanese author about tidying up, and I'm going through methodically all of my stuff. This is a terrific time to take out the clutter in your house. Your house, as I, you know, all of you know, I'm a feng shui practitioner. Your home, your outward home, reflects your inner world. So if you look at your house and you see the clutter, and you, I'm telling you, you clean up, you, and first of all, not just clean up, you go through and sort through and repurpose and donate the things that you don't need and then organize, you will get your entire life in order, not just your house. And that's a guarantee. I have never seen it not work.
I had a basket full of paperwork that I needed to go through and sort through. So I've been doing that, and it's just such a relief to finally get that done, because a lot of it was medical records, not just mine, but my mother's, and you know, you need to keep those up to date so that you could follow up next time you go to the doctor. And it's just been a relief for me to be able to do that. And it got rid of all the clutter there.
There you go. You know? So you're reviewing, reflecting, sorting, that's the perfect thing. So this is a really great time if you look at it that way. It's a really great time to slow down, go back to old projects, look at your home, let's declutter. That's terrific. And then next week we're going to talk about essential oils, and we're delighted that you guys listened in and wanted to remind you guys, think deeply, speak gently, love much, laugh a lot, work hard, give freely, be kind. And let's also think about those refugees in Syria, Perla. And let's talk about them next week and how we can help. Let's donate the show next week to them and how we can help with all of those people coming over. Because I know you, your people were immigrants, and so were mine.
Yes.
I think we all were, weren't we, in the U.S.? I mean, really, unless we're Native Americans.
Unless you're Native American, I mean.
Yeah, exactly. So thank you guys for listening and for requesting another show on Mercury retrograde. We're so delighted that you joined us. And Perla, I hope you get to feeling better. And we will be back next week with the essential oils. So this is Michelle Cromer.
And this is Perla Maldonado. And just be patient. Be patient.
That's right. Be patient. Be kind. And we'll get through this together. Thanks a lot. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.